A very pleasant good morning to you. My name is Archdeacon Keith Cartwright. I'm the Archdeacon of the Turks and Caicos Islands and the Southern Bahamas. And I also happen to be the parish priest of St. Agnes in Grantstown, New Providence. These are the morning devotions brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I want to say a very special good morning to each and every one of you. And today is, of course, Saturday, the 30th of April, 2022. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal Mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Today's scripture reading comes to us from the Gospel according to St. John. It's the sixth chapter, and it begins at verse 16. That's St. John, chapter 6, and it's verses 16 through 21. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, and when they had embarked upon a boat, they started across the sea to Capernaum. By this time, darkness had come on, and Jesus had not yet come to them, and the sea was roused because of a great wind that was blowing. So when they had rowed between 3 and 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the water and coming near the boat, and they were afraid. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." So they wished to take him on board the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land for which they were going to. This is the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. "It is I, do not be afraid." You know, this morning our Bible story is about Jesus coming and walking on the water. It is one of the most wonderful stories in all of St. John's Gospel. The disciples set out on the lake, headed across the lake to Capernaum. The waters were rough and they had to row hard against the wind. Jesus, we are told, then came walking on the water. They were so afraid because they didn't know who he was at first. But Jesus said, "It is I, do not be afraid." And when we look at this wonderful miracle that happened on the Lake of Galilee, 4 things jump out to me. At least. The first thing is that Jesus watches. Jesus watches. Upon the hill overlooking the lake, Jesus must have been watching those disciples. Jesus did not forget them, and he was there watching over them. And today, each and every one of us can be assured that no matter what, Jesus will always be there to watch over us. And the second thing that jumps out at me is that this miracle shows us that no matter what, Jesus will come. Jesus will come. Down from the hillside, Jesus came to enable the disciples to make that last pull that brought them safely to shore. Our Lord and Savior Jesus does not only watch over us, but when our strength fails, our Jesus comes to rescue us, to make sure that our efforts lead to victory. And then thirdly, not only does Jesus watch over us, not only does he come to us, but Jesus comes in the end to help us. It is the wonder of the Christian life that there is nothing that we are left to do alone. Jesus always comes to help us. to lift us up. He comes to help. And then fourthly, when I look at this miracle, I see where Jesus brings us in the end to haven. As soon as Jesus came to help, the boat reached the shore. It reached its haven. Somehow, in the presence of Jesus, the longest journey is shorter than the most difficult thing. And that becomes for us able to do because Jesus brings us home. Let us remember that in all of our challenges, in all of the things that we are confronted with in this life, that our Savior watches over us. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ comes to our aid. He comes to help, and he brings us safely home. Let us pray. Visit, we beseech you, O Lord, our homes. Drive far from them the snares of the enemy. Let your holy angels dwell there to guard and protect us this day and forevermore. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us this day and forevermore. Amen. Thank you for listening to Morning Devotions brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I'm Archdeacon Keith Cartwright wishing you a wonderful Saturday, a beautiful day. And I hope that you will tune in this coming Monday when we will again bring you another Morning Devotions by the Anglican Church. God bless you and enjoy your day.